KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. One of the many feeble gags in Our Brand is Crisis involves the heroine's altitude sickness. Her name is Jane Bodine. She's played by Sandra Bullock, and she's a hotshot American political consultant, a particularly despicable one, who flies to La Paz to manage a presidential campaign for a deplorable Bolivian candidate. As soon as she gets there, Jane starts to suffer from a deficit of oxygen in the thin Andes air. But she isn't alone in her distress. The satire suffers from deficits of wit, wisdom, focus, filmmaking expertise, and appropriate tone. It's a case study, if nothing else, of starting with a dubious idea and making it downright awful. The idea was to do a fictional version of Rachel Boynton's excellent 2005 documentary of the same name about real-life consultants, including James Carville, working in Bolivia in 2002 on behalf of a woefully flawed candidate who won the election by the narrowest of margins but lost his nation's trust and was forced to resign the following year. Boynton's film was both dramatic and deeply serious, a political spectacle with a tragic dimension in which the election was essentially hijacked by outside consultants who saw themselves as idealistic progressives, yet never understood the textures of Bolivian politics or the angry electorate's profound sense of historical hurt and loss. What made the idea of a fictionalization dubious was not the nature of the source material. Pablo Larraín's small-scale Spanish-language fiction film, No, succeeded vividly and entertainingly as a whip-smart account of how advertising executives in Chile packaged a pro-democracy electoral campaign for a referendum in 1988 that drove the military dictator Augusto Pinochet out of office. The problem was the impossibly conflicted nature of the new production, a star vehicle meant for mass-market consumption. The heroine, Jane, was supposedly inspired by James Carville, with elements of broad comedy plus implicit preachments about Americans meddling in foreign affairs. The result is the worst of both worlds, unoriginal and unfunny. The machinations of the Bolivian campaign bear unmistakable similarities to the packaging of candidates here at home, but the last thing audiences need at the moment is a movie that mocks the hollowness of electoral politics without having anything new to say about it. The comedy is desperately, sometimes pitifully, contrived. Billy Bob Thornton is conspicuously flat as a rival consultant for the other side, and I must say I averted my gaze as a matter of principle from a shot of Jane mooning an adversary through the window of a campaign bus lurching crazily along a mountain road. The production looks cheap, and the director, David Gordon Green, clearly couldn't find a tone worth sustaining. And no wonder, given that everyone in the movie represents various degrees of despicability. Jane does come around toward the end, but really, who cares? Never was redemption more gratuitous. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.